Well, hello there, and welcome to another bare bones episode of the Craft Your Confidence podcast. So, lots of growth, lots of rebirthing, lots of cathartic moments have been occurring in my life over the past week, especially. I'm one of those people that I'm like always open for growth. I'm ready to take a look at things that are happening in my life. I'm willing to look at things that may appear as obstacles and see how they're not obstacles at all. In fact, they're opportunities. And this on the simplest level, I was thinking about, I'm just being completely honest, this is the reason why this is a bare bones episode is because I was kind of sloppy with my planning this week. And you know what? So what, right? It happens. My intention is always the same though. I'm always ready and willing and looking at my, you know, what is it that I have ahead of me that I really want to accomplish this week? How do I want to make an impact this week? Because I looked at the things that I was doing and I was having conversations. I was engaging. I was having fun. I was, you know, really feeling like I don't even know how to explain it really, but that there was this level of true engagement that felt like such a gift, like that every person I met was teaching me something new about myself and how to show up in the world. And one of the things that I did on Friday, and it was coming from the advice that my coach gave me. My coach said, and I'm just going to go ahead and give her a shout out here because, you know, I'm going to be on her podcast soon. She's going to be on this podcast soon. Her name is Jessica Whitney. And, you know, she said something that was so incredibly impactful for me yesterday because, or on Friday, whatever day, it doesn't matter. because whenever you're listening to these episodes, I mean, it could be the day I release it, could be a year later, who knows, right? So she said, you know, what if you go into that Clubhouse room today? Because I was doing Clubhouse on this particular day. It was a little thing that I call, a feature that I call Coaches and Coffee, where Urban Coffee House meets, you know, life coaching. And the basis of the room is to get together as human beings. And one of the things that I said in the beginning of this room, which I'll do again in another way. I had some other ideas that I thought that would be useful to help coaches loosen up and be vulnerable. But on this particular day, I asked the question, and I said, "What is one non-coachy thing about you?" And you have to share that before, I didn't say this particular day, I didn't say you have to share that before you, you know, give your spiel, however you say it. But I just said, you know, share that non-coachy thing. And then what is your next chapter? What are your next steps? And so these were hard questions, and I knew they were hard questions. And I started with mine. Right, I started with my non-coachy thing, and my non-coachy thing was talking about my new love affair with energy work that my coach actually introduced me to. When Jessica first introduced me to it, I was like, "No, I meditate. You know, I'm a master meditator." Like, I didn't say it that way, but in my mind, I'm like, "I've been doing this stuff for like over 15 years, like." I'm a Dharma practitioner, you know, and a lot of people don't know what that means. That's like sort of, you know, some people know that word Dharma. It's thrown around, you know, a lot of different ways. But from the Buddhist perspective, it's following the advice of the teachings of Buddha, the 84,000 teachings to be exact. But of course, Buddha has condensed them. You know, there's lots of books that have condensed them. So anyway, point is, I was like, at first, my pride kicked in and I was like, no, like I meditate. Like it's thanks, but no thanks. And so I was like resisting energy work. But then one day, because I'm the kind of person where I'm like, I'm so open. I really am. But there are certain things that I have, you know, pride, like we all do. And we're like, no, I like, you might have pride in the moment. But then when you loosen up the chains of that, you decide to maybe explore it on your own. So that's what I did. And she introduced me to this really awesome app. It's called the Flourish app. Seriously, I want the whole world to know about this app. Flourish and Richie Bostock created it. It takes you on these beautiful journeys. Oh my gosh. And they are journeys. Like he's the master of visualization. And so I do these journeys every single day, and literally they're like drinking water. That's how I refer. Whenever I refer to something in my life that I need to do, that I must do, that I love to do, it's not a should. It's not a should. It's like I joyfully, and it's like not only joyfully should do it, but it's like if I don't do it, I'll be thirsty, just like drinking water. So every morning I do a journey. Because I know that after I do this journey, this energy work, it's breath work, like literally I release something that is so profound that it's hard to put in words, but usually I have words that surface. So I have a journey journal, And literally, like I write down today's journey. I do it quick because it's like literally flying out of my brain. And I write down the words, the symbols, the phrases, the things that came to me. One of the things that always comes to me during a journey, my father who passed away a couple years ago now, hard to believe, he always, without fail, he visits me for every journey. And I don't start the journey thinking about my dad. I always, it's interesting because I'm like, so I think about my dad every day. And because I know he's always around, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's already an enlightened being. He's a Buddha. He's here to help me. But He there's something like he always comes to me. And then I have these amazing thoughts that come to me and words and phrases that are just for me personally, they're just very profound. And so, I don't need to really go into what those are because everyone has their own experience and everyone will experience their own breakthroughs, their own things that'll impact them, things that will be like I said, energy work. There's no words, really. Truly, there are no words for me to describe to you what it was like for me, because for me, it will be it's just not your experience. So all I can say is that, you know, I invite you to explore something that maybe you may have closed the door on in the past that you thought, well, I don't need that. You know, your pride may have held you back in that area. But going back to what Jessica said, she says, you know, so go into the room. So I'm going back to that. I didn't forget to talk about that because it's so easy for me to go down a rabbit hole. You guys know that. So I was like, okay. She said, why don't you do that room today without your notes? Like, don't have any strategy, don't have any bullet points. Because I realized that the bullet points, the strategy, there's more to this story that maybe I'll tell another time and where all of my need for notes and strategy comes from. When I'm in a scarcity place, it's coming from my desire to control, my need to control so that people can't criticize me. Like I want that all. I want to remove that from the table. So that's why I plan ahead. But a lot of times that backfires because I get anxious because the scarcity is present in my mind. So then it follows me into the clubhouse room or maybe a podcast interview. And I have the ability, the power in me. I've seen it I see it all the time. When I trust myself and I have confidence, the words, the thing, just like right now, I have nothing in front of me. The words come exactly, what I need surfaces and it appears for me. And that's exactly what happened when I was doing this Clubhouse room. And it was, as I was doing it, I was like, in my mind, like I was saying thank you to the universe and thank you to Jessica. Cause I was like, this is exactly how it should be. And trusting that because knowing that my superpower, and this is something that I said to her in a coaching, we coach over Voxer. It's like a walkie talkie app that is so awesome. And I coach my clients using it. So I pay that forward because I'm like, I tell my clients, I'm like, this is really cool. If you need the coaching, I got you. Let's hop on in between sessions if you need it. So I had said, I said to her, I said, look, this was so, like this thing that she recommended was huge because I know that spontaneity is one of my superpowers. And that I deny the superpower. I deny this thing that I'm really good at. Like I am in my power when I'm spontaneous. I'm confident. Like if I allow that and I work on my brain around the confidence, if I feel, I'm experiencing low self-esteem in the moment. I'm experiencing worry, I'm experiencing like not good enough, imposter syndrome, whatever it is. And I work on that because I know that when I allow myself to honor that part of me that I know is screaming to get out, that it's going to be fine. It's going to emerge. So when I deny this power, this superpower, if you will, that's when I'm locked into the scarcity mindset that tries to control and create the bullet points and the scripts. So when I do that and I'm holding on to that and I'm trying to find, okay, where's my note? Where's that part in my notes? I lose connection with that power. I lose connection with the spontaneous moment and the spontaneous power that I have because there's no spontaneity when you're following bullet points. I mean, there can be, there is, believe me. I love using them as long as I'm in that power. So this is not to say to you, don't ever plan. Because some of my podcast clients, you guys know who you are, you're listening, you're thinking, oh no, she told me to use bullet points and scripts. Yes, but work on your brain around why you want to use them. That's all. Because one of the little rules I have for myself is like, you can put it this is for myself. I don't think I've ever said this to any of my clients, but you can put everything you need on a sticky note. And I mean, like not using a fine point pen to fit 1,000 things on a sticky note, use a Sharpie and put 3 things and that will be enough. If you need more than that, like you can come up with the 3 most succinct talking points for something and put yourself in that place of confident power, you will be fine. You will be fine. You will be fine, not fine. You will be fine. You'll find yourself. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, where did I go with this bare bones episode? It was really about starting with, here's where I am. Like I'm going with this is where I am right now. This past week, I was a little sloppy with my planning, but it wasn't sloppy. It was the way it was supposed to be because so many beautiful gifts came to me. It was like lots of cathartic moments showing me, you know what? Planning is amazing and you're a rock star at planning. I know I am. But sometimes, or maybe this is an invitation to look at how you plan and how you show up and stop being so damn hard on yourself. I don't usually like to throw, not even words like that. Like I'm not a cusser. I don't do that, but sometimes, I do. To me, that's a little bit of a cuss word. So yeah, that's it. That's all I got. So I'm happy that I actually am, because I'm keeping to my schedule. I'm not going to let you down. you know, the cycle that I'm in right now is every Monday I release an episode, right? And I'm not going to let you down. So if you're listening to this on Monday, the day it releases, April 12th, then enjoy and you're welcome. And I love you. And I'll see you next week. Bye.